Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, Father.
At the vigil mass last night, about 45 people were either baptized, received confirmation, and were received into the church. It was a magnificent Eucharistic celebration. About 850 people at the Easter vigil. I've never heard of that before. Of parishes coming together and becoming this beacon of light and hope. It was a spectacular celebration. I was about 3 hours and 15 minutes long, and it took me an hour to just wind down. And I'm here this morning only because it is Easter Sunday. It would be good to stay in bed, especially weather like that and all the exhaustion and tiredness. I have two more masses to go today. So, happy Easter, Jesus has written, Alleluia.
Alleluia.
So, a question has always plagued my mind. If the birth of Jesus, his life, his death and resurrection, was indeed meant to be the turning point in human history, then why is the world still a mess? What really is the implication of the death and resurrection of Jesus? We're here in church this morning celebrating Easter. But in Jesus' own birthplace, they could not do it in the way they normally do it because of the violence and the war. Violence is still raging. Wars are still being fought. Children are still dying of hunger. Human life is still being unconscionably destroyed. Creation is being destroyed by our endless consumerism. And we are yet to understand that all human persons are created equal. We still haven't got there yet. Don't get me wrong, I'm not being pessimistic. I'm not looking at the glass half empty. I'm not oblivious to the presence of the immense goodness that also exists in our world. But I question why the stubbornness and the hate that killed Jesus still prevails today. Why? Our earth could be like heaven. Our earth could be like heaven. So why is it not? Why did that first Easter not usher in the promised new creation? I've titled this homily, "The Resurrection is Grace, Not Magic." And so I would like to reflect upon this in three points. First, let me talk about the resurrection is not magic. You see, the resurrection came at the end of Jesus' life. Think about it. If Jesus was not faithful to the Father's will, if he had abandoned his mission, if he did not embrace his passion, if he did not accept the cross, if he did not willingly die for the salvation of the world, there would be no resurrection. So please, please don't misunderstand me when I say this. But Jesus had to work towards his resurrection. Having embraced the world and his human nature at his incarnation, Jesus spent 33 years in the world working towards the resurrection. Yes, God raised Jesus from the dead. Sure, the resurrection is a miracle, But it did not happen like magic. It took everything out of Jesus. His life, his very last breath, his very last drop of blood. The resurrection was the fruit of Jesus' fidelity, his goodwill, his compassion, and his righteousness. It was the result of Jesus' faithful love for humanity. It was the result of his humble obedience to the Father's will. It was the result of his steadfast trust in God's power beyond death. So, folks, in some way, I'm answering my own question here. If the world and the human condition should change for the better, it won't happen like magic. The resurrection is only the beginning. The resurrection is the grace we need to let heaven take root on earth. The resurrection gives us the grace, the power, and the hope we need to let God's reign become a reality on earth. But we will have to work towards it like Jesus, knowing that the resurrection of Jesus shows us the way. Secondly, the resurrection is a promise. And I truly, truly believe this. It is true that the world is far from what God created it to be. It is also true that Jesus worked hard to restore the world back to God's original vision. Jesus strived and did his best. Despite Jesus' death and resurrection, we are not there yet. We get that too. But the resurrection of Jesus reveals that those who commit themselves to God's work are exalted in ways that defies our imagination. In other words, the world is a mess, but the resurrection looks for people. People who will join hands with the work of Christ. When the opponents of Jesus put him in the tomb and covered the entrance with a heavy stone, they thought that they had eliminated Jesus forever. They thought this is the end. It's done. It's over with. We've gotten rid of this man who wants to change the world. They thought when they buried him, they had also buried his promise of a new earth. Little did they know that God cannot be contained by death. Little did they realize that God did not live in the bowels of the earth, but in heaven. Jesus had to rise. Folks, God's faithfulness for those who work towards God's reign on earth is endless and eternal. The resurrection of Jesus is the realization of God's faithfulness to those who work towards God's plan. So this Easter, we must keep the faith. Like Jesus, we must not lose hope. Our love, like Jesus' love, must never fade. The resurrection is not magic. It's a promise. It is the promise that if we join hands with Christ, his destiny awaits us as well. And finally, the resurrection is an invitation. Today is Easter. We are here in church. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We believe that not only is he risen from the dead, but that he is alive and he is among us in this gathering right at this very moment. For this reason, In a few moments, we will bow to Christ in worship and receive his very body and blood. No one who receives communion today is leaving thinking that they had just had bread and wine at 9 in the morning. We believe that that bread and wine is the risen body and blood of Jesus Christ. But that is not all there is to it, is it? If that were the case, then there is no need for Jesus to send his disciples out on a mission. In other words, the resurrection is news, but that is not where it ends. Jesus told Mary Magdalene, who was the first to see the risen Jesus, go and tell his disciples and Peter. He is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you. Folks, if the resurrection was merely about Jesus is risen, okay, great. If it had no implications for us and the world, then it would not be necessary for Jesus to say, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So, I guess what I'm saying is, the resurrection is not just a promise, but also an invitation. It is an invitation to join hands with Christ, to continue the redeeming work of Christ. And I hope that you and I, like the women who came to the tomb, like Mary Magdalene, like his disciples, will be the first to join hands with Christ to make our world a heaven on earth. The resurrection is not magic. The resurrection is an invitation. Like we pray, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. But you and I must join hands with Jesus. We must accept the invitation. I said the resurrection is not grace, resurrection is grace, not magic. This Eucharist too, this is not magic. Bread and wine becomes the body and blood of Christ. It is grace. The bread and wine that we received is transformed into the body and blood of Christ by grace. This grace will be given to everybody here during communion time. Let's open our hearts to the grace of the risen Christ. And as you step out that door, step out like Jesus from the empty tomb. The grace of Christ will go with us. People of God said, Amen. Amen.